Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's an old saying about never going on after children and animals. So you've had the best part of the day, although I thought that Samson sounded amazingly like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well done, you guys. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well done. In our story for today from the Gospel of Mark, we meet Jesus in the midst of his early part of his ministry as he brings healing to a leper. It's a really interesting and kind of strange story. A leper who is unnamed comes before Jesus and begs him in the following way. He says, "If you choose, you can make me clean." What an odd opening gambit. If you choose, you can make me clean. And Jesus says, "Be clean. I do choose." It's a remarkable little story because Jesus doesn't say to the leper, "Your faith has made you well." He doesn't say, "Well, could I see your political card? Are you a good, upstanding member of the congregation? Have you been a good person?" In fact, he doesn't require any qualification or identification to decide whether or not the leper is worthy to be healed. And then this little odd phrase where it says that Jesus, moved with pity, touched him, the man was healed, and then he says, sternly warning him, he sends him away saying, "Don't tell anybody about it." That little phrase, sternly warning, is unfortunately not rendered very well into English. It's a phrase that's not used very much in Scripture, but it's always a phrase that denotes a certain amount of anger. It's the same word when Jesus gets ticked off at his disciples. He's angry. In a kind of angry way, he says to the man, "But don't tell anybody about it." And being a perfectly good disciple, he goes off and tells everyone. It is a wonderful story of healing on its face, but there's something more there. The problem with leprosy in the early world, and even in our modern world up until not so very long ago, is that if you had any kind of skin disease, and leprosy was pretty much any kind of skin disease, if you had leprosy, you didn't go to the doctor. You didn't go any place. You didn't go to the healer. You didn't go to the city council. The first thing, if you read Leviticus, you would know that the first thing you had to do was to go show yourself to the priest. And the priest would declare you either clean or unclean. And if the priest looked at the lesion on your skin and decided that indeed it was leprosy, then you were cut off from the community. I think what really is at the depth of the story is not so much just the healing that happens for this one leper, but for the restoration of his life to the community in which he had surrounded himself. Because in the moment that he came to the priest and was declared to have leprosy, he could no longer worship with his brothers and sisters. He could no longer be a part of the general community either. He couldn't mingle with people. They were separated, as we did here on our islands. They were cut off. And then he sees Jesus. And he says, "If you will, you can make me clean. If you so choose." and without question, without qualification, without asking for credentials, or even asking him to pray or to be theologically perfect. Jesus says, I so choose. Well, we don't see a lot of leprosy around these days, Hansen's disease. We treat it. But there are all kinds of conditions that cut us off from community. In our modern times these days, those items that cut you off from community are legion. Not long ago, I read an article about the effect that being too fat has on your social standing. Turns out that if you're overweight, you're a social outcast. Although here in the States, you have a lot of company. But it's true. It's really interesting. If you look at employment figures and so forth, fat people don't get promoted. They apparently don't have as many friends, and they get shunned. See, I'm too big for people to tease, so it doesn't bother me. But it really is one of those things that when you talk to our adolescents who are overweight, obesity becomes a horrible social stigma for them. Terribly hurtful. And we all know that we certainly have plenty of social stigma in related to one's economic status. If you don't quite measure up, if you're not quite dressed right, if you're not part of the in crowd, one finds oneself on the outs. And that's not even to begin to mention things like one's sexual orientation, one's sexuality. You can find yourself suddenly cast out from being accepted because you're gay, lesbian, transgendered, or whatever it is that you are. And weirdly enough, in some studies, people who are ugly, whatever that means, also can find themselves on the outs. It's really difficult to be one of the outcasts. A number of years ago, I worked with a young man who found himself on the outs. He had had a small circle of friends, three or four kids. This one, I think he was in sixth or seventh grade at that very difficult period of your life where you're trying to figure out who you are socially and where you fit in and when fitting in is really important. Well, his friends had gotten together and decided that he was not one of them. And so one day, they simply said, "You can't hang out with us anymore. You're not one of us." Man, the incredible hurt that that young child felt. That his friends, who he had come to trust, where he thought he belonged, had cast him out. He could not understand it, and he couldn't do anything about it. And his friends went merrily on their way, leaving him adrift. Well, we all know stories like that. You may have even experienced such a story yourself. What I love about this gospel is that it reminds us that whatever casts us out from whatever circles we find ourselves in or out of, God has made a promise. You see, what's cool about the story is we don't know anything about the leper. We don't know if he was part of the community or not part of the community. What we do know is that he'd been cast out. And what Jesus does in bringing cleansing to him, in choosing to cleanse him, he restores him to community. Go show yourself to the priest. Don't tell anybody else about it. Just go show yourself to the priest, because that's what will officially bring you back to the fold. be restored to the family, to the body. Jesus on the cross does the same for each of us. Christ says to us in our brokenness, I so choose. Be healed. Be healed. We also are restored to the body of Christ and made new in Him. If the body of Christ does anything at all, it is that we find ourselves the recipient of God's powerful and free and undeserved grace, that we are restored when we least expect it, and loved when we least deserve it. And then God calls out our gifts. You see, I think part of what it means to be the body of Christ is to use our gifts for healing. If you go out into the courtyard today, you will see lots of ways that people from this congregation and their friends, people who we hardly even know, some of them, have come and shared the gifts that God has given them. For being restored to community, being restored to health, can happen through art, through singing, through worship, through the visual arts and the tactile arts, or even through Samson, wherever he went. And Delilah. You can get the whole brother-sister thing going there. And so God restores us. God says to us, I so choose. And we too find ourselves restored in Christ. Amen.